Indeed, your holy work has begun. Have you noticed? Have you felt the upgrades in consciousness, in spiritual awareness, and attunement? Because in fact, you are all on the fast path, shall we say, to your divinity, to your enlightenment. Now, when we say enlightenment, we do not mean to scare you, and we'd like to elaborate, because there are some of you that think, now, wait a minute, whoa, I'm just choosing to have a better day, see myself more fruitfully. And that is quite fine, because in truth, it is all quite purposeful, because each moment that you hold the willingness to see your own life, to see your own consciousness, to see the ebb and flow that surrounds you from an enlightened state of awareness, understand? This is the proof of the pudding. This is what we are trying to transmit to your holy awareness. It is not about achieving some goal in the future, understand? Even though we jest and we understand what is recommended or requested, our channeler always often says these words herself. I wish to be enlightened by the end of this meditative hour, you see? She means this quite sincerely, but we must remind her as well that as soon as you start having goals in the future, goals and expectations of what will be from your demonstration, from your intuitive wisdom and guidance, you miss the holy point, quite frankly. Because as you release the details, as you release the struggles, as you release the future events to spirit, and you simply remain guided in the transmission, in the transmutation of actualizing your holy self, your higher attunement, in the very present moment, what you will find is in historic time, as you understand time, which is truly collapsing, you will bring to yourself the changes that are needed. You will be guided to the transformative experiences. And if enlightenment is due you in this incarnation, well, indeed, you shall arrive at that status as well. But we ask you to release and drop these ideas of wanting to achieve, wanting to broadcast a certain reality, because at times this will lead you astray. In other words, even though your heart may be due for change and you may have the sweetest of intentions, in fact, you are programming yourself for defeat, because what you are notifying yourself is, I do not have enough goods to bring it to the table now. In other words, now I declare myself ineffective, unconscious, if you will, but in my future state, I will be perfect. I will have arrived. Understand? So it is for you to understand that in truth, you are perfect now. In fact, you have arrived now. And what you are doing, what we are claiming, what we are assisting you with is simply helping you to discern that, to brush off the illusion of consciousness that would lead you to believe in any other course. Because in truth, this is the holy premise, this is the holy purpose, the understanding that there is nowhere to go truly. It is more about discerning who you are in the present moment. We can bank on it. As you open up to your gifts in the present, as you open up to your keen awareness in the present, as you see yourself as not broken, as not stale, as not defeated, as you open up to your truth, in fact, all that you need for your enlightenment or your enlightened awareness in future moments and states of consciousness will be absorbed quite readily, will appear quite easily. And this is where you will have the so-called miracles that you all love and enjoy. So we ask you to rest for a moment, to take your wish list and put it aside. We understand where it is and we will get to it in due time. But just for a moment, to allow yourself to receive. Imagine that you are not broken. Imagine that you are a clear channel to divine wisdom right here, right now. And as you claim this, as you allow this, as you allow this spirit, your spirit guides, your angelic committees to intercede on your behalf, so will you be bestowed with beautiful blessings of light, beautiful blessings of consciousness. And understand, dear ones of the highest ranking order, that in truth, this is a linear lifetime, if you will say, a mirage, if you will, of consciousness. In other words, it is a lower state of understanding. As you are willing to allow this to be something of the past, as you open up to higher broadcasts of truth, which you all can claim, which you all are privy to because you exist there as well. Understand? Do we miss anyone there? You exist there as well, and you exist there in your full ranks, in your full life stream, in your full radiant awareness. Now, even the channeler is getting a bit tripped up. Have you noticed she is missing a beat, a skip, because she too is trying to understand in her conscious mind, you see? She is slipping back to conscious mind because she is evaluating the words we have just spoken, and she says, me too, am I really that okay? Am I enough to receive? Because you see, it is a broadcast for each of you. It is a broadcast for each of you to search even higher, to go even further, to let go of the understanding and the premise that what today may look like, what tomorrow may look like, is something that must continue on this continuous linear stream. Because you see, you have full capability to simply drop the linear, to simply drop the expectation of what you can expect tomorrow, that it has anything at all to do with what occurred yesterday. Because as you open up to the beauty of you, as you open up to the willingness to try your new self out, to dance amongst the stars, to have beautiful communications with your spirit guides, but you claim that you don't channel. Well, of course you channel, because you could not be existing and listening to our beautiful transmission if you were not channeling the beautiful energies of God, the beautiful energies of your soul presence, because without this, quite frankly, you would not have the physical body animated. It would simply be the dust, understand? So forget this idea, this notion that it is too late, I am too old, I am too worn out to adopt any of these beautiful capabilities, because the truth of the matter is that you already do. The truth of the matter, if truth be told, is that you already are light, you already are divinity. And what you are doing is you are claiming this, you are allowing this to be, you are passing your test quite beautifully, quite rapidly, and quite in a very extraordinary manner, because what you are finding is the time has speeded up. Have you noticed? Are you getting the memo? And so all these transformational potentialities, they do not take a lot of time. This is something that can occur literally in a jump of faith. It can occur overnight. Now, you can drag it out because your mind still thinks that it takes a lot of time, and we bring this to your holy attention because in truth it really does not. Time is simply a concept of ego consciousness. Now, as you step out of the understanding of ego consciousness, you no longer have the need for time, you see? Because you are the one that decides. You are the one that decides if you want to skip through some of the lessons. If you simply want to drop the understanding that you must see yourself as weak, incapable, broken. In truth, you are the co-creators. You are the beautiful creators of your life experience. Now, you are creating out of misinformed information, you see, because some of you are still carrying this victim consciousness, because this is what the ego claims. I am a victim. I have been wronged. And so you claim this daily. You go into the courthouses and you swear on the Holy Bible, I have been victimized, you see? This is a birthright to you. It is something very important that you hold to be true, that you receive justification for this victimhood. So it is something that you claim, and it is something that you actually admire. Ah, that poor one, they have been victimized by the world, by the country, by their husband, by their employer. You see, the list goes on. And everyone rallies up. Now, we do not mean to interfere with your understanding that there is pain and suffering, because we do not mean to negate this in the least. Of course, there is great pain and suffering. We understand this, and we applaud you for your bravery in choosing to continue the incarnations, no matter what you are up against, no matter how tiring it may seem, because we too have had the incarnated life streams, and we understand the importance of experience life on life terms at times. But in truth, it is quite important to also operate from the standpoint of victory, from the standpoint that you are no longer a martyr, that you no longer have to believe in victim consciousness. You no longer have to believe in the story of the ego, because this is what you are living, the story of the ego that continues to play itself out, that continues to destroy itself, you see? Because you are up against the wall, and it is time for you to choose, because continuously your civilizations continue to bring you the disappointment. They destroy themselves, quite frankly. Now, they may have a other opposing team that seems to bring fault and destruction and ruin upon them. But in truth, it's simply the same game. It is mirrored in different lifetimes. It is mirrored sometimes with the flavor of technology. In this civilization, we have beautiful instruments that could advance us quite steadily. And this is quite interesting and beautiful and lovely. But still, the dream of the ego marches on. So you are the ones that are seeking the truth. You are ones that are seeking the light. And you are the ones that are making a historical evolutionary leap. An historical evolutionary leap in consciousness, you understand? This is all about consciousness. As you choose to know the truth of yourself, as you relieve yourself of the need to be a victim of anything, when you have the unfortunate experiences coming to you, you stub your toe, you get the ticket at the red light or what have you. As you claim ownership for the experience, you see, I'm not a victim of the police officer, I'm not a victim of the chair that suddenly hit my poor toe. But you claim the awareness that you have declared this event to occur, and you have declared it mightily, and it is very powerful, and you own this experience. Well, then you understand that you are claiming all of it, and you have the ability to disengage. You have the ability to say no more. You have the ability to take ownership of your truth, and you have the ability to release yourself, to pardon yourself from any false claims against myself. I release the need to live in poverty. I release the need to live in bondage. I released the need to live in identification of my false ego self, understand? You are that powerful and you have that choice, and this is what we are coming to. This is the climax that is afforded to you in this lifetime, is to choose. To choose a new way of living, to choose to walk out of the drama. Now, there are those in your family units, there are those on your block party. They may think that you're crazy, they may think that you're loony, and they may wonder whatever happened to Sally. Sally used to be part of the gang. She used to agree with us when we were angry at the politicians because her life is in ruins. When we were angry at whoever, you know, she was part of the gang, and now she is not doing so. What has happened to her? What she has chosen, dear ones, is afforded herself the right to walk out of the mass consciousness stream. The stream that says it's okay to feel broken, it's okay to feel weak, and it's okay to feel victimized. Because in truth, this is the old energy, this is the old paradigm. And this is what you are breaking through, because in fact, the higher self, the divine self, the Christ self, if you would like to call it as such, has arrived. You see, there's a new consciousness that is gaining strength, that is gaining momentum, and it is available for you at every moment, at every single silent moment of every single day. You have the opportunities to rise in frequency. You have the opportunity to rise in consciousness. Now, how do we know this? How can we guarantee this? It is because it is already there. It is already you understand? Because when you have these beautiful conversations of light, when you engage with master consciousness, you understand in truth, it is simply your higher self that has arrived to the party. Now, because we are all one, we are coming first. We are coming through as the Jesus, as the Sananda, as the Mary, and so forth, to bring you our particular versions, our particular spin on things, and our expertise. But understand that this information could not come through. You could not receive the attunements or the acts of love if you were not already one with this experience, with this level of awareness. You see, we are not bringing anything to you that you do not already have access to. You could not recognize it if it was not already part of your understanding of your true self. So this is where you turn the tables on your linear life. This is where you decide if you are ready to walk out of your script. Now, this doesn't mean that you simply have to leave your linear life behind. Sorry, kids, sorry, job, I'm out of here. Not at all. It simply means that you travel a bit more lightly. You travel with the awareness that there is a higher consciousness ready to show you a new way of experience. The children, the job, the trash that must be taken out on the Wednesday or the Tuesday or what have you. Because as you open up to the beautiful dream of consciousness, you will awaken. It will dawn on you that there are many levels to play on, and you are ready to play quite powerfully. And this is what it is about. It is a sign of the times. It is time to claim your power. It is time to claim your bravery. It is time to turn on the light and to witness for yourself and all those that are watching, all those that are karmically assigned to you, the power of the light, the power of the love, because what you will find is it will change everything. It will be a game changer, and it will change your life. It will change your life for the better, for the holy awareness that in truth you had the answers all along. In truth, what you were seeking was your very holy self. So let us attune to the beautiful selves present. Let us attune to your light, to your love, to your ministry, because each of you are signaled for a ministry. Each of you are coming to the awareness that you have more to give, that you are receiving a signal that you have opportunity. Opportunity for amplification, opportunity to release the grievances against self and others, to release the old bargaining chips and tune them in. You see, when you have the computer and it is old, it is very nice when you can trade it for an upgrade, yes? In truth, that is a bit of what you were doing. You were in the process of upgrading your truth. So allow us to be of assistance and blessings to you in this holy moment of resurrection, of your truth, of your consciousness. We ask you to relax and to receive the holy truth of you. We ask you at this time to imagine that there is a portal on the top of your head. You may receive this as your crown chakra, yes? We imagine that there is light pouring through your crown chakra, going through your spinal cord, down through all the beautiful chakras that you have, down to the beautiful energy that you would consider to be below. In truth, you are a multidimensional aspect of the Creator. You are not this vertical being at all, as you would understand it. For the moment, however, it serves you to identify in this place and time which you find yourself. So we ask you to tune in to your energetic presence, to the holy vehicle of love. Imagine that your body now is being transformed into a vessel of love, transformed to a vessel of light. In fact, the light is getting stronger. It is broadcasting a higher frequency, a higher attunement. Allow yourself to serve the light. Allow all moments of your day, of your life, to be an experience of being one with the light, being one with your highest attunement, being one with your Christ presence. Indeed, you are the light of the world. That is what you are coming. You are coming to a place of re-identification of your true holy self. Allow yourselves to continue to receive and to identify with your true awareness of your oneness with your light. And now we begin. We say we begin now because now is when it gets fun. Now is when we get ready to party. Because as you become most willing to tune into our vibration, we can serve even more mightily, more powerfully. It is because you are open to and inviting in our signature attunement of the light. As you continue to invite us in, we can bring more party gifts. We can bring more amplifications and activations. They are due to arrive. Allow us to assist you daily. Do not feel that you must wait until the next channeled frequency that is arranged by the channeler in a formal setting, or perhaps your favorite spiritual book that is claimed to have the activations or transmissions. Now, all of these are quite accurate and true, but we are claiming your right to receive them on a more frequent basis, perhaps on a daily basis. You see, because remember, dear ones, you are the co-creators, and you decide how fast you are ready to receive your truth. There is no one that can stop you from this. You see, there are those that are charging pretty pennies for these activations. In truth, they are simply being the assister to what you can claim for yourself. They are showing you what is possible. So in their mirrored reflection of, I am open to receiving this frequency, be aware that you too have the power to receive that which they are extending to you. Now, you may wish to avail yourself of these services, but do not feel that for some reason someone can do what you cannot, because this is the biggest misdemeanor of all. This is the old paradigm, understand? I must go to the priest or the rabbi or what have you to find out the words of God, you see? There's no need for an intermediary. It is quite important that you demand this of yourself, that you expect that you too have this connection. Because the more that you affirm this, the more that you travel with this notion, with this idea, with this expectation, you will receive your just rewards. Remember, your life is a creation of your beliefs. Expect the very best. Expect communication with divinity, with life. And so too will you create astounding results for yourselves. There's more to come, more goodies of strength, of power, of wisdom. And so it is. Okay, so you guys have changed direction. That's so funny to me. All right, so we'll start with Michelle and see how we can be a blessing to you today.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. Hi. How can we help?
I guess just whatever message would be to my highest good.
Okay. One moment, please. Mm-hmm. And say your first name, please.
Michelle.
Okay, one moment, Michelle. Okay, we're going to try that again. They just wanted me to clear something out. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
Okay, so they're going to ask you to come along with them for a bit of a party, a bit of a visualization game. They're asking you to hold the awareness, and I've read this in books, and you know, it's kind of things that you kind of read, and it's like, all right, and then it kind of goes out the mind or out the window, out my ears. But it's the awareness that your observation of matter affects matter itself, so that your eyes actually affect what is to happen, what is to experience. So it goes back to kind of like quantum physics a little bit, where they've done experiments. If you have like an object, or I don't know what it was, like an atom, whatever, and they had different people observe it, that the atom or whatever that small particle of matter would actually change or have different movements depending on who is observing it. And what they were proving is that there is no finite external reality. It actually is created by the one that observes. So they're asking you to take that premise, take that awareness, take that power, and start to have that realization for yourself in your daily experience. So when you're walking around seeing somebody without judgment, they're saying with only love. It's kind of like they're whispering. You've got a spirit guide like whispering this in your ear. With only love. In other words, there's no right or wrong about it. Simply have the awareness of what you're creating. So if you're seeing somebody is like really grumpy, if you're seeing somebody is really old, if you're seeing someone is really helpless, like whatever it is, just, excuse me, without judgment and total love for yourself and the other party, simply observe the energy you're placing on the people and the objects in your environment. Because as you do, it will dawn on you how to create a picture, a painting like with brighter colors. that you're actually choosing your next moment. And that's what they're trying to get all of us to do in different ways. And it really has to do with just where we are in our path. But you're at the place where you're able to start organizing consciousness, that you're able to start claiming your awareness of just how powerful your consciousness is. And so as you do, you're going to recognize the power that you have to turn your life into some holy miracles, because you're going to realize that you've been instrumental in some things, like still being the way they are. And it's kind of like, it's sort of like, you know, if I'm sitting here praying for a miracle, where's my miracle? Where's my miracle? And, you know, my spirit guide comes and says, well, we're waiting on you to create it. And so, you know, my thought is, well, I'm waiting for you to bestow the blessing upon me. And they're like, ah, that's where we're different, because we're talking two different paradigms of consciousness. You know, the old paradigm is we pray and pray and pray, and God just throws the blessings down, and God could only also throw the punishments down, because God has the power. And so we're at that place where we're basically respected too much for that kind of like child way of doing things, so to speak. And so they're inviting us to start recognizing how we're holding on to the old energies or the old paradigms or the old beliefs. And as we start recognizing that, well, you know, we think it's like a bad thing. It's like, oh my gosh, am I doing that to my child, or am I doing that to my neighbor, or whatever? But in recognizing it, we also have liberation, because if I'm creating that, then imagine if I just make another choice. Imagine if I start playing with other energies, and what kind of little fun creative miracles can I create? So the example they want to give you, if you have like a store owner, you go to a store, and this person's just always, always grumpy. I mean, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, doesn't matter if it's hot, rainy, sunshine, they're going to find something to complain about. So, and they're saying, like, play with it. Like, just see them as the kindest, most loving person in the world. Every time you go to that store, and just see what manifests. Just see what manifests. Because what you're doing is, as you do that, you're lending energy to them so they can choose another aspect of self, so they can break out of the energy pattern that they're locked in. And what you're gonna find is you are the powerful master you've been seeking, is what they're saying to you. They're saying that, you know, you get A+ for doing your homework. You've read all the books from the masters, you've indexed them, you've highlighted them, you've footnoted them, they're in alphabetical order, you know, beautiful, wonderful. They're saying, now it's time to start testing out all these wonderful theories. How does this apply to your own personal life? It's not something, this is what they want to leave you with. It's not something where, oh, there's like a child that loves fantasy books, you know, and it's like, you know, like a flying dragon, so whatever. And it's like, oh, okay, fantasy reading is over. Mom calls me for dinner. Now I have to go back to my life. In other words, what I'm reading about has nothing to do with my reality. It can't be infiltrated. It has no association with everyday reality. And what they're saying is, take the books off the shelf and start applying the principles in your everyday life. And what you're going to discover is these masters that you've been attuning to are simply mirroring to you that master consciousness that you've been learning to, or getting the courage to receive. She's ready to come out. She's ready to come out. And so, you know, test the waters. You know, no pressure. You're not trying to create utopia. You're not trying to create heaven on earth by tomorrow at 6. More so is just opening up, and you can just invite spirit in your life and say, help me to understand how I'm co-creating that which I would like to shift. Help me to understand it. Show it to me. And spirit will be delighted now that you've asked. They're so funny. Like, since you asked, we weren't going to say anything, but since you asked, so you need to make that prayer request. But invite them to show you where you're actually not in a blameful way or anything, but showing you the opportunities that you have to add, they're saying, like, add your new energy signature to your life and to the puzzle. And that they're like, you know, good tidings, good I can't get the word they're saying. It's some like some kind of phrase I'm not familiar with, but you know, basically like happy trails, like, you know, like there she goes and off she goes. It reminds me when I was seeing the dolphin shows down in the Keys, and they would send the dolphins off, and it was like they would do this hand signal, and it's like shoop, everywhere would go. And that's how it feels to me. It's like they're energetically almost like blowing you some like energetic power to get you started, and the kisses is always like the dolphin kisses. It's like the energies of power for you to like almost like have good luck in your first trial out, so that you like wanting to keep do it. So I feel like they're like dolphin kisses as you go off and walk out to the sunset and just have it beautiful. They're saying it's time. They're saying you really are ready. You really are ready. You know, it's almost like watching people horseback ride. It's like, I can't do that. I'll just sit here and I'll hold the drinks for everybody. And they're like, why don't you just go take a pony out? You know, go take a little pony out. You know, try it out. It's kind of like that. And I'll leave you with that.
Thank you so much. Perfect. Yeah. That's what I needed, Nicole. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, hi, Miss Erin. So nice to have you join us. And how can we help you, honey?
I am actually calling because I've been feeling very prompted to reach out to you recently. So I feel like this is a very, very important time, a pivotal time that I'm very excited for. So recently, I've been struggling in my relationship. I've been feeling that the frequency and the vibration between my husband and me, it's just very, very different. And I've been, there have been feelings coming up for me that I've been observing, and feelings that are coming up for him that I'm observing. And I'm really looking to, I'm looking for guidance for what is next. I'm feeling like we are at a fork in the road, mm-hmm. and I'm really, I've been confused. I've been taking different approaches, mm-hmm. and I feel like it's not, I feel like I'm not, either I'm not getting the lesson, or I'm not progressing in the, you know, making sure my vibration is getting higher and higher. Mm-hmm. So I would love to just hear what guidance you have.
Sure. You're just so full of love and vitality. You're just overflowing. I feel like when I tune into you, it's like going into a florist. It's almost like, you know, which flower should I look at first? Because they're all so beautiful. That's how it feels to me. What I feel is just kind of like, you know what, let's just get on with it already. It's like chomping at the bit. Let's just get on with it already, because you've got all these flowers, these energetic flowers. It's almost like the Kundalini energy that's just ready to blossom. It's just ready to pop up and arise. And, you know, we've got flowers in our front yard, and, you know, every day, like, a new flower will come up. That's how it feels when I tune into you. All right, so give me one quick second, please. And say your first name, please.
Erin.
And say it one more time, please.
Erin.
And say it one more time, please.
Erin.
Okay, so this is what I was receiving, and I was just kind of tuning into you for fun, just for confirmation. But I feel like it's time to start over. Now, I don't necessarily mean that you've got to toss this relationship. That's going to be up to you and your significant other. But I do feel like it's time to toss the energy of the relationship that you started the relationship off with. And that's what this is about, because I feel like you have, and say your name one more time, please.
Erin.
Yeah. You have made significant shifts in consciousness since entering this relationship. And so my feeling is like the biggest problem about it is that it's like archaic. It's like outdated for who you are in today's society or today's understanding of Erin. And so because of that, there's time for a restructuring, because it's sort of like when you have a government that is outdated and based on old rules. And it's almost like England, you know, in a sense that, you know, it's like, well, you know, the monarchy does this and it does that. And then there's Kate that says, well, forget that. You know, I'm not of that generation. I don't want to follow the rules. I don't want to do it this way. Like, that has nothing to do with me. That's how it feels to me. That so what happens is when you make an agreement to enter a relationship or a partnership, You're doing it based on the level of consciousness that you're at. And so you have kind of like this unwritten contract about what the expectations are in the relationship, or the, like the do's and the don'ts in terms of, you know, simple things, division of chores, activities you enjoy, what level of consciousness you really operate on, how you perceive, like there's just like a lot of like, they keep saying unwritten laws, unwritten rules. So what's happened is kind of like you're the new kid in town. And you've got like this new birth of strength, of empowerment. You basically, I feel like if I tuned into you energetically, I don't know how long you've been married for or in relationship, but if I tuned into who you were when you first arrived in this relationship, it would almost be like tuning into two different people. That's how it feels to me. And so what the problem is that the energies of the relationship are stale and they're really not serving your new arrival. So the question then remains, if you and your honey so do desire to overhaul the relationship, it's sort of like if you have a house and you have like the old design and you know, or furnished or whatever, or it's just like an old house from the like 70s and it's like, you know what, this is just not my taste. Let's invest some money and let's just redo this whole thing. Let's add a canopy, let's add a balcony, let's do this, let's do that. And you make that decision that that's what would serve both of you. And then in so doing, you don't have to necessarily buy a new house, but that you need it to be more modern or more updated to be in alignment with your truth at this time. So what they're saying is that's your choice of whether to stay in the house, but to remodel it, to upgrade it, to bring in the new life and have it accommodate your new expression of truth. And or to, and say your name one more time, please.
Erin.
Yeah. To say, you know, it's I don't want to say like it's too far gone, or this isn't something that you're both interested in doing, and you are, you know, I really like it to be like the 1970s, and you're like, well, I don't, because this is what I'm about, and this is what I want. And so it's recognizing that to decide what your goals are. And say your name one more time, please.
Erin.
And say it one more time, please.
Erin.
When I, and say your husband's name, please.
Jeff.
And say it one more time, please.
Jeff.
Yeah, he kind of doesn't want the change. He kind of likes the 1970s. he's like, what's wrong? Why spend the money? It's perfectly fine with me. You know, I have everything I need. I have my remote or whatever his deal is. I feel like he's very content with where it is. And that's the problem. That's the problem. All right. So how to resolve this? How to resolve this? One moment, please. Now, let me just say something from like the karmic perspective. Your upgrade, just so you're aware, actually is inviting him on a soul level to upgrade along. In other words, there is an invitation that's being made that my feeling is his higher self is actually welcoming. But it's kind of like his more egoic self or the physical self is like, you know, really, I was just settled in, I'm tired, you know, can't we just kind of coast this lifetime? Maybe next lifetime we'll meet up and we'll do this. That's kind of how it feels to me. Yeah.
I've been feeling like we have traveled this journey many times before.
Yes, you have.
I feel like this has been an ongoing thing with us that we've been choosing to do this. And I am noticing, it's not just in our relationship, I'm noticing there are so many areas where he is becoming activated and called, and
absolutely,
his buttons are being pushed, and he is so reluctant to accept the invitation.
Yeah, okay.
So, and I accept that, but I know that, you know, in my heart, I love him.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. All right, so we're talking about the same person. All right, so, one moment, please. All right, so I'm going to have you say your name again and then say his name again, please.
Erin. Mm-hmm. Jeff.
And say his name one more time, please.
Jeff. Yes.
And say his name one more time, please.
Yes.
And say your name one more time, please.
Aaron.
Thank you. Well, here's the good news. You're good to go. And what I mean that, let's start off with what we do know. So let me just report back from Spirit. Is you're like kind of heralding into a new opportunity, almost like a new career. I don't know what's going on for you, but you have a lot of doors opening for you. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be super fun. Because you're saying yes to you, and it's like I can hear your higher self kind of like going like, oh goody, because it's like you are just so ready. You're so ready for change. It's like, bring it on, you know, like I'll leave the light on so you can come in. Oh my gosh. Okay, so did you freeze up? Can you still hear me? It's unstable. Okay, hold on. Hold on, guys. I see that you lost me. Hold on one second. Mm-hmm.